Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. One more note. We had a listener, a P1, Rush, who wanted to have a so long for Chris Dim, but it didn't get on the air on his last day. He sent this in.
So long, gay boys.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Again.
All right.
Enough already. We're not going to. It'll make me cry.
Here, I'll start. Make me cry.
I'll start crying.
You know, at this party on Saturday night, which we were at, Chris Dim's wife gave an amazing speech.
Wasn't that nice?
A lot of it insinuated gayness between you and Chris Dim.
Mm-hmm. I didn't catch it.
She told an amazing.
So long, gay boys.
Well, she told an amazing story about a weekend in Key West that you guys spent together. I'd never heard this story before.
Whole week we were there. I'll tell you why that happened.
Please do.
We were lovers. No, she told that story when they first started dating. He said, I'll be out of town for a week. I'm going to Key West, which I had never been. And he, I guess, I don't know if he had been before or not. Here's how dumb I am. Okay. You know how dumb I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're new. You don't know. Yeah. You don't know.
I believe BB Shea called him stupid. Yes. In the meeting.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
No wonder. No wonder you did that. That was one of the biggest traits of Chris Kelly. Stupid.
Stupid. Said immediately by BB Shea.
Chris Dim, we had been on the air 6 months, okay? And that was a vacation I looked forward to a great deal because we were almost fired in the first 6 months. And he was going to Key West, and he had just started dating who is now his wife. And I guess they were not at the point yet where they were going to go off on a trip together. So he said, are you doing anything on the trip? And I said, no. And he goes, you want to go to Key West? And I was
were his boy.
Yeah.
You were his boy toy.
Well, here's how dumb I am.
Hey, honey, are you busy? I got a little spot down south.
I didn't know it was like a gay thing. I did not know that. I was totally oblivious. I never know anything. And at that point I was 27, and I didn't realize it was this gay hotspot. No clue.
Yeah. Now, I've been to Key West a couple times. Love it, by the way. Key West is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, once you're there, you quickly realize you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like, gosh, I wonder if people will start to say we're more than just coworkers.
Well, I'll tell you, I spent the week rewriting a lot of jokes because that was always my go-to.
I know. And so of all the stories that his wife, Beth, could have told at this retirement dinner where there were 100 people that I hadn't seen, some of I hadn't seen in years, she started in with that. And I was like, oh, my God, she's going to tell that Key West story. She did.
When I first met him, I thought I was going to be the beard.
She did. She told the Key West story. And the upshot of it, too, was she called. Now, at that time, of course, there were no cell phones. And she called and asked for the room booked by Chris Dim. And they were like, we don't have anybody under that name. And then she called and asked for the room booked by Chris Kelly. And they said, we don't have anybody booked under that name. And she just kept. So she outed me, A, for not using my real name, and B, for being homosexual.
When I didn't know I was.
I didn't know it had that reputation. I'm so naive and gullible on those kinds of things, you know. I didn't even know. I thought San Francisco was that city, and apparently Key West is as well. You know, that's like the East Coast. I mean, I know it now, but I didn't know it then. Isn't this not funny how sometimes, even if you're an adult, you don't realize those kinds of things?
No. Well, yeah, probably in your 20s, too. You're not really.
I didn't have a clue, but boy, now
I. Man, I bet the whole week you two were there, though.
Skating around in your shorty shorts.
Yeah.
Y'all fit right in.
You fit in, yeah.
Yeah, we did real well, yeah. They were like,
I bet so many people bought you all drinks.
They did.
Congratulations. This is weird.
We do a show together. Oh, that's what y'all call it.
Right.
We just do a show together.
We're partners. Yeah. We're partners.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We went to a place called Louie's Back Porch.
Should have been a sign right there. Could you get more?
Yeah. I don't know how. I didn't know.
On the nose.
It was called Louie's Back Porch, and it had the best fish I've ever had. That was the best piece of fish I think I've ever eaten in my life. And we could never brag about it. You know, we could never say. Louie's Back Porch closed shortly thereafter.
The raid.
I guess that's what it was. It was really, when she launched into that story, I was like, oh my God, any story but this. But people really liked it. People really enjoyed that story. Here's the wax figure that has to be guarded 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, Taylor Swift. They think people will rub her breasts.
Oh, I thought more somebody's going to try to grab it and run.
Maybe that too. So they literally have a guard by it. 8 hours. Every you know, they work 8 hours, three shifts.
Why is it such a problem if they grab her breasts?
I wonder.
It's just a wax figurine. It doesn't have feelings.
Well, that's true. But would it, over time, like, mess up the...
Rub down?
Yeah. Discolor it, maybe.
Well, because part of those wax figure museums people love is being able to pose and do weird poses with their, you know, the celebrities.
Can you get that close? I wasn't sure if you could get that close.
I think you can get sort of close at Madame Tussauds, at least.
I see people take selfies with them.
Yeah. Do you? Is that what it... I watched this show, Hacks. I mentioned this one time before. You ever watch?
No.
Very funny show. In fact, it's going into its last season. I just saw a piece on it yesterday on CBS Sunday Morning. Yeah, I was over at Chris Dibbs. We're rekindling the relationship now after all these years.
It's the only time we can be together.
Sunday morning.
So we flip on the TV. Anyway, on that show, it's about a celebrity played by Jean Smart who's aging, and she hires a very young comedy writer. She's a comedian, and she hires a young comedy writer to punch up her routines. And at one point early on in the series, the comedy writer sends an email saying she's quit and calling her 1,000 different horrible things. Then she wakes up and thinks better of it. She's drunk when she sent it. She thinks better of it. But meanwhile, the older comedian played by Jean Smart has had a facelift, so she's totally out of it. She hasn't seen the email yet. She's like just like drunk. You know, she hasn't seen the email yet. So the young woman goes over and tries to find her phone, can't. Finally does, finds the phone, but it's got a password. She needs to delete the email. So she tries to like open her eyes to get her, you know, it's a facial recognition thing. She takes it to the wax museum where the woman has a wax statue.
Brilliant.
And holds it up to the face, and it opens the phone, and she's able to delete the email.
Genius.
Do you think that would work?
No.
I don't either.
No.
I don't think so.
No, face ID doesn't recognize me sometimes, and I'm half awake.
Mine does, even when I have glasses on or whatever.
CPAP, no. Learn that.
CPAP, no. Glasses, yes.
Yeah.
Sunglasses? I don't think so.
Maybe.
If you have dark sunglasses, no. But if they're light sunglasses, yes.
Yeah, it's different.
Because I have a pair that it will work, and those are the ones I use.
Yeah, and I've been wearing these glasses. I can tell you exactly when I started wearing these glasses, and I'll tell you why. We're playing Put Up or Shut Up Rock and Roll Trivia. Still, if you missed this, in the third hour today, we will have a game of Put Up or Shut Up Rock and Roll Trivia. And how we're doing that is we have all of Chris Dem's old answers recorded, not all of them, but many, many games. So you'll get the questions again, but the game will be many years old. And so you'll answer the questions live, and then we'll replay Chris Dem's answers. I think it'll work. I've been going back and listening to some of these games. And one of them that's being played later this week or next week, I'm wearing glasses for the first time, and they're commenting on it. It's from 2017. I've got my reading. And Chris Dem says, oh, you're wearing your read. It's the first time you're reading these questions through glasses.
Yeah, because you were squinting for – I remember that period. You were squinting hard.
Exactly.
He fought it, Red Rachel, I swear.
You have long arms. I mean, you must have been holding it out there.
I was.
And spoiler, I ripped him off halfway through. I said, I'm not doing this because I was fighting it even then.
Look at you now. Now you wear them all the time.
I have to.
Once you get used to it, though, when being able to see is awesome.
It is. That's a big deal. And I keep going up on the strength of the lenses.
And your wife loves to send a great picture of you asleep on your chaise, glasses halfway down your nose.
That's right.
Mouth agape.
That's right. Yes. Drool coming out. That's
peanut
right.
butter jars all over the place.
That's right.
She sent me a picture of you after the first day, Chris Dem's last day.
Yeah.
And because as I left, I told you, take two gummies.
I did.
And I'll tell you this. I think he did.
I did.
She messaged me a picture of you. She said, I just found him on the back deck.
Mm-hmm.
And he was staring. He was in the mountains. He's just staring off into the mountains.
100% right. We went to the mountains for a few days. That was very nice. And I gummied up on the way. I was like, let me get some gummies
in. Let's do it now.
Get this going. I even saved when our P1 listener gave us some brownies from the comedy show a month ago. I had those. And BB Shea warned me. They're potent.
They are. How much did you eat? Did you take a half?
I took a whole.
Ooh, you must have been depressed.
You weren't even in the mountains.
They found me at the base of Mount Mitchell 2 days later.
You were in the clouds, brother. I like it.
It was nice.
Take me to Key West.